Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for every person that is in this building this day, Lord. And for all those that are home, Lord, I ask that by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would touch those people, Lord, that couldn't make it here for a reason or other. Those that, Lord, reach out to you every day. I ask, Lord, that you would minister to our bodies, Lord, of those that are not feeling well this day, Lord, that you would just lift off all the junk, Lord, that comes upon our bodies sometimes, Lord. We are your children, Lord, and those things do not belong within our bodies. So we just say in the name of Jesus, all those things that are not of God, be gone. So, Lord, we lift you up this day, and we thank you, Lord, that you just want to hang out with us, Lord. And we give you the freedom, Lord, to have your way with each one of us this day, Lord. May we come before your throne. May we worship you. May we praise you. This is Sarita House of Worship. That's exactly what we're going to do this day. We're going to worship. So whether it's in music or in word, just lay your heart out there for him this day in Jesus' name.
Okay, I got something for you guys really quickly. And they're going to keep playing because we're going to keep going, okay? I got lost. Okay, Psalms 100 to you guys really quickly, because we are going to be doing some worshiping today. And this came this morning, and I love it. I want to give it to you because I want to prepare you for things that God has for you this morning. And I want you to know that there really is freedom in the Holy Spirit. There's freedom in your worship. There's freedom in the going after him. There's freedom in the kingdom. There is. And it's there for you to take. It's already been given to you. So Psalms 100, it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness." You know, I heard something this week that I really enjoyed. I was talking to Kathy about it, and it was in a song that I was worshiping to, and it was talking about how they've done a bunch of studies that show that anxiety and gladness, joy, cannot exist in your brain at the same exact time. They just can't. You're either joyful or you're not. And worship has the ability to transform not your situation, but your mindset. It really does. It's why choosing to worship in moments where you feel like you're just struggling can be so transforming to you, because it's not necessarily changing your situation, but it's changing where your focus is at. Is your focus on the situation on hand? Or is your focus on the promise and God, who's given you all the things that you need to get through those situations, regardless of what you're seeing? Woo! Come on, church. That is freedom right there. That is freedom in itself. The ability to say, regardless of what I see, I know victory is mine, because you've already paid the price. You've already changed it all for us.
Freedom.
So serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Woo. Amen.
It's a promise right there. Woo. That's a promise for you this morning, that just enter his courts with gladness, with praise. Because as you worship him this morning, there is freedom. There is promises that he's wanting to bring forth in your life. Whew.
See, I want to read to you Psalm 118, verse 24. If we get this, glory to God. You can sit down. We're going to have you stand right back up again, okay? You can sit down, but you're not going to stay very long. So, all right. So, Psalm 29. Today we're doing something different. We're going to do it a little different today. So it's going to be all about today. We're going to worship. How many say amen?
Amen.
That should be what it says on your sheet. Today we worship. Is that okay? Psalm 118, verse 24 says this. Says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." How many of you know that? How many of you know no matter what? Sometimes you rejoice and be glad in it, even if it'll be a sacrifice to you. Is that right? Because sometimes things just don't feel right. Is that okay? But the fact of the matter is, if you could find in your heart a time to rejoice and be glad, oh, just like Rebecca said a minute ago, it changes things. Amen. The presence of God comes into your life, and there's something, there's a strengthening that goes on. But I want to talk to you today about those of you that are out here that are not used to walking up to this microphone and saying things. We are a growing church. What we're talking about is growing people. God wants us to grow, folks. Can I tell you that God is saying it's time for the maturity of the body of Christ to be in effect? How many say amen to that? We got to quit being babies. How many say amen? We got to quit being coddled, amen? Come on, man. God says, hey, quit coddling them. They need to know that I am with them no matter what they go through, and I will deliver them, amen? I will heal them. I will, come on. So today what we're going to do today, I'm going to call on those of you that are in the congregation today. You'll hear from a lot of folks today, I'm believing God's going to place a word in every one of our hearts. Don't take very long, okay, because we want to see if we can get everybody to say something. We can get somebody to, if you got a scripture that's just burning in your heart this morning, I want you to just walk up to the mic, grab the mic, and read the scripture. Or if you got a word, or if, I don't know who this is, but God is saying, I'm healing your big toe. It doesn't matter, whatever you get up, just whatever you feel on your heart. Is that okay? Let me just throw out a thing. It's got to be uplifting. Is that right? We're not here to tell everybody, hey, you all going wherever. No, we're here to uplift one another. Okay, but I want you to hear the words of this psalm, and then because you're not going to hear too much more from me today. How many of you say amen, brother? Amen. You won't hear too much more. Say, hey, man, get down, bro. Sit down. Amen. Well, you might. If I get excited, if you guys don't say something, I might jump up. But listen. Listen to this. Listen, this is Psalm 29, and we're going to read you the whole psalm. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. How many of you know that you are mighty men and women of God? Do you know that? You better be convinced of that, amen, that you are mighty in the earth, all right? Oh, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord glory due to his name. How you say amen to that? So I'm going to be watching. See, I watch with my guitar back here. I watch to see what y'all are doing. All right? I watch to see the worship going on. Is that okay? As a pastor, I'm interested in how my church worships. Is that right? Come on. You guys said, oh, no. Yeah, I'm watching you. I got my one eye on you. Amen? Come on, man. Oh, be quiet about that, my wife will say. It says, give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Holiness. That's what God is, a holy God. He told Moses, hey, take off your shoes. The ground you are walking on is holy ground. Is that right? Listen to me. When Jesus came to reside in you, when you gave your heart to Jesus, guess what? See, you're made out of the dust of the earth. Is that right? Guess what? You became holy ground. Is that okay? That might help you in case you're going through something that's trying to kick you backwards away from the Lord. That you might be what they call backslide, or you might be doing something that's contrary to God. This might help you. You are holy ground. Holy ground. Holy ground. Is that cool? So worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord. Here we go. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. Waters in this case, a lot of times it says, I heard 1,000 times 10,000. This is what John's saying in Revelation. I heard as mighty roaring of water. Is that right? Thousands upon thousands upon. Yes, it signifies a people with voices. Is that okay? So it says the voice of the Lord is upon many waters. Okay, whoa, hey, ow, I'm getting dizzy. Yeah. The glory of the God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. Do you hear what he's saying? It's on many waters. He's talking about peoples. Can I say that to you? The waters, he's talking about peoples. You, is that okay? The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Is that okay? The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. When it says he breaks the cedars, you know what the cedars are? Cedars, I mean, trees signify men. Just like waters signify men, the trees. You know how he that planted by the rivers of water is like a tree that puts forth its fruit in its season? Do you say that? So when it breaks the cedar, it says these strong hearts, these cold hearts, the word of the Lord will break them. Is that right? It's cool. It really is. He makes also them to skip like a calf. Ooh, the cedars, is he talking about trees skipping? No, he's talking about people. Yeah. When was the last time you went skipping out of church? Is that right? Come on, man. Is that right? Come on. Come on. And it says the voice of the Lord divides the fire, the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. Is that good? The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds to calf and discovers the forests. And in his temple does everyone speak of his glory. In his temple, where? In his temple, everyone speaks of his glory. The Lord sits upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sits king forever. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Yes. It says that the Lord will give strength to his people, and he blesses his people with peace. How? With his voice. Is that right? Oh, you're walking down the road and you hear a scripture. Can I tell you that's God speaking? You remember a scripture, the voice of the Lord. It does things for you. There's a reason why he's speaking that scripture to you. But I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 56, verses 11 and 12. It says, yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They look to their own way. Wow. I think I missed that up. It should be Isaiah 56. Is that right? 56, 11 and 12. I'm sorry. Let me look. Boy, I did this yesterday too. That's okay. Can you put up Isaiah 55, 11 and 12? I'm sorry. That's my fault, Liz. It's not our girl behind the desk there. It's Isaiah 55, 11 and 12. This is what it says. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. I'm talking about the voice of the Lord, and I'm talking about him using you to speak his word. Is that okay? That's why this morning you're going to hear, you might hear something within you that says, hey, man, just get up and say about somebody's big toe or whatever, man. But whatever it is, know that God says, when I speak it to you, if you'll speak it, then it will accomplish. Is that right? Yep.
There's people that think just because they spit out a scripture means it's going to do something. No, you gotta wait for the Lord to speak it in you, and then you speak it, and then there's something that's going to happen because he's speaking it to you. Is that okay? Do you understand that? It's a leading of the Lord to speak his word. Okay, Isaiah 50 verse 4 says this. You shall go out with joy. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. See, he's talking about all of you because you belong to him. And he's given you the tongue of the learned to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakes morning and by morning, he wakes your ear to hear as the learned. Is that okay? Listen. This is what God wants to do with you. It's time that you begin to use your mouth to glorify the Lord, to build and strengthen the body of Christ. And now Isaiah 51 verse 16, this is a familiar verse with you. I have put my words in your mouth. I've covered thee in the shadow of my hand. Yes. Who's he talking to? Who's he talking to? Sure. Yeah, say me. Everybody say, can everybody say me? Everybody say me. Me. Say me. Yeah, no Mimi. Everybody say me. He's talking to you. I put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand that I may plant the heavens. What? He wants to plant the heavens. Amen. Is that all right? Where's he wanting to plant the heavens at? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is, that I might plant the heavens. And then it says this, and lay the foundations of the earth and say to Zion, you are my people. Is that cool? What's the foundations? Oh, you'll find the foundations in the Beatitudes, where Jesus said, I liken the people that listen to me or the people that will listen to me and hear my words. He says, they are like people that dig deep in the sand and lay a foundation and they build a house on that foundation. See, these are the foundations of the earth. What is the foundation? It's the Beatitudes. It's what God says. This is how it is in the kingdom. I want you to bring it onto earth. Is that okay? You're going to plant the heavens on earth. Is that cool? And how do you do it? Anybody? How do you do it? Speak his word. That's what we're talking about. Just speak. Just say what he's given you to say, okay? And I have on good authority, if you will, that the Lord is saying to me, you're going to see something different today. You will see people you never see walk up to that mic and speak a word. You'll see it today, Henry. I said, God, I believe you. How many say amen? Amen. So be ready. Amen? Yep. Hallelujah. Don't be shy. Don't be coy. Don't be, yeah, a fearful little boy. How's that? Don't be shy. Don't be coy. Walk up and speak to the body of Christ, because I will tell you, people, I'm depending on you to hear from the Lord. Maybe you've got a word for me. Is that all right? Is that okay? We are all of this body. No, you, yeah. We're all of this body. We're all of the body of Christ on the earth. And God is saying, I am doing things that you've never seen before. The body, when we begin to speak the things of God, hey, this is a good place to do it, because how many know? We all love you. Is that right? We're going to help you. Get out in the world. God says, I want you to be a mouthpiece for me. Stand on a carton up at Walmart and say something to folks. Amen? God puts a word in your mouth. Let him do it. Eight this morning. Amen? Now, can I get you to stand up so we can worship? And don't be afraid. Come on, man.
Marianne. Yes.
Come on. Marianne. See, we're ready already. Come on. Yeah, come on, man. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We got her fired up, yeah.
Well, before you say big toe one more time, it's mine.
Big toe. There you go.
All right? It's my big toe. I have a lot more heavy on me today, but if he wants to do my big toe first, I'll take it.
Come on. Hey, everybody, put your hands forward.
Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands forward. Am I on? Can I just share? I ended up with a word this week.
Go ahead.
And I hope it brings Marianne some comfort that worship is not just Sunday. It's not just Sunday. It's prayers and thanksgiving all week long, prayer without ceasing, daily. And when I put the Lord first, when I love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, when I get my mind right, he gives me peace. When things come up in the world, and they do all the time.
That's right.
There's a phone number, a Jeremiah 33:3, call to me, and he will answer.
Come on. Come on, sis.
There's times that you just have to, like, draw a line in the sand. You know, who are you going to follow? Are you going to follow and listen and look for God's truth? Or are you going to follow the world? And you know who's in charge of the world? Yep. We have to guard our heart. We have to guard our heart. Philippians talks about peace that passes understanding, that will guard our hearts and our minds. And we have to pull on the full armor of God.
Amen.
In
Come
Ephesians.
On.
Just to know that you are not alone, no matter what you or your family go through, that we're just not alone. We can call on each other. We can call on God. And he's right here with us to give us that peace because he's overcome the world. He that is in us is greater than he is in
Come
the
on.
World.
Come on, sis.
Because he's already overcome the world.
That's right.
He's already overcome.
That's right.
He sent us a spirit to help and guide us.
Amen.
That spirit is with us. So when we still our hearts, when we be still and know, and we listen to that small voice, that song, that verse that Amen. Comes to your mind, that's our strength.
Come on.
That's our right. strength.
Praise God.
There's a lot of work out there, and there's very few workers. So it's okay to say yes to that nudging. You know, we might be that only person right near that neighbor, mm-hmm. you know, right near that person, you know, that if we have something to say, if the Lord gives it to you, be brave.
Come on.
Stand firm on the Lord and just be brave. And he will give you strength. The Holy Spirit will give you a courage that you just can't understand. And he'll give you a peace that passes understanding.
Come on. Amen.
He can use our story. You know, he can use our story. We all have our own stories. You have your story, and he can use your story. Yeah. We can go from mess to mentor.
Come on.
We can. We can help each other. And so please, just be there for each other and just put the Lord first. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hey, and let me say before Amen. I forget, everybody point their hand toward Marianne. Steve, would you just lay your hand on her? We speak to her, Marianne, we speak to your toe in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Marianne, if the Spirit of Christ dwells in you, the Spirit of him that raised God from the dead, that raised Jesus from the dead, if he dwells in you, he will also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwells in you. So we speak to your toe. We say, be healed. Conform to the Word of God, which says, by your stripes, we were healed. And we thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be feeling. Let there be a flow of healing down your leg, into your big toe, in the name of Jesus, all the way out to the tip. Let that healing flow be quickened in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Have you say amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Let's worship. Come on.
Okay, now we're on. So anyways, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit works. In Sunday school, that's what we were studying today, is the Beatitudes.
Amen.
And we also used the first scripture was Matthew 22:37-39, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. But there's a second part to it. It says to love your neighbor too. And then Jesus went on further later on, said to love your enemies. And that's where we need to be. So I'm just going to read just the Beatitudes and the blessing. So this is kingdom living. And if we learn to do this through the Spirit, we're going to do mighty, greater things than Jesus even did. So anyways, says, now this is from the Amplified Bible. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. Blessed are those who mourn over their sins and repent, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be completely satisfied. And it says in the Amplified, it says, those who actively seek right standing with God. Amen. So there's action on our part, not legalism, but action on our part to seek after God. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And then it says, blessed are the makers and maintainers of peace, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. And blessed, there's a parenthesis, so I'm skipping some of those. So, blessed are you when people revile, when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of things against you, and because of your love for me. Be glad and be exceedingly joyful, for your reward in heaven is great. So we have these promises, and this is kingdom living. So I went through the Jesus Revolution, the Jesus Movement. I got saved then, and it was amazing. I don't know how long many of you were there, but there's a new movement of God coming on the church now. He's waking us up to the truth. No, no more religion. And so I just encourage all of us, and Pastor, so sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone and really worship God. Thanks. I know the pastor and Rebecca has been talking about that continually for weeks and weeks, months and months. And we just kind of sit there and do our thing. So we're going to see two people do something that we've never done in church before. So.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Steve convinced me that he would come up here, only if I would come up here. And Pastor Henry always talks about getting 2 feet off the ground, right? And that's what we're going to do. So I don't know if you want to measure it or what, you know, but we're going to get 2 feet off the ground. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Anybody else want to come up here and do a 2 feet off the ground? Wendy, I think you want to come up here. Come on. That just shows something that we've never done, but we're going to do today. It's a time for freedom. Isn't this freedom?
Yeah.
So let's do this, right? I mean, it sounds simple, and it is. Oh, my gosh. See, you started this. We're going to get 2 feet off the ground.
Come on.
Where's Eddie? Give us a drum roll, Eddie, and then when you stop, we're going to jump up.
Several times.
Yes. Do it. There we go. 2 feet off the ground. There. See, that wasn't so hard.
So anyways, pastor needs encouraging too. So let's encourage the pastor and Rebecca and really worship the God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind.
Amen.
And when King David brought the ark back, the Ark of the Covenant back, he walked 6 paces. That's about 18 feet. And I heard it was 38 miles. So he walked 6 paces, stopped, and started praising the Lord. So I don't know how many days that took, but I think our praise can be a little bit better than it has been lately. So anyways, let's just worship the Lord.
So as everybody's been talking, there's a scripture that came to my mind, and I can't find it right now, but it's in Exodus. And it's very simple. But the part that came to my mind is when, you know, they're in the wilderness, and God says, "Why are you still crying? Get moving," is the part that I remember in it. And he's talking about they're doing all the woe me's, right? Oh, this is, why did God bring us out here just for us to die? You know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing, is sometimes we get caught up in what's happening around us that we forget that we just got to worship through it, because God already knows what he's doing. He knew what he was doing the second that he called Moses. He knew what he was doing with in every moment from that, in every work that he worked. He knew when they would get out. He opened up the sea. He did all of these things. And still, when the physical came into sight for them of, what are we doing? It became a woe me moment instead of a moment where they stood up and said, you know what? You promised this, so I'm going to get moving. It's what faith does. It's in those moments that you struggle or see, God, I don't know what you're doing in my life. It's in those moments that it's why it's important to be in the Word. It's why it's important, just like she said, praying without ceasing. Because in those moments is where you find strength. In those moments is where you keep moving. You don't just get stuck where you're at, but you say, God, regardless of being able to see the next step or not, I am stepping because I know that you have promised me great things. Life more abundantly. And that's this morning, as they were talking, and as they came up here and they were going to do the 2 feet off the ground, that scripture came to my mind. Stop. Why are you still crying? Get moving. That's what we want to do this morning. We want to create an atmosphere of worship because God's already here. He's already moving. But a lot of times, it's us who's got to figure out we have to move with him. We gotta be the ones who are choosing. I'm not just gonna play church anymore, but I'm coming to church with a purpose. I'm coming to church knowing I wanna hear what you got for me. I wanna know where you're leading me. I wanna know where you're guiding me. And I'm not just here to sit here. I'm here to meet with you. I'm here to get some more from you. I'm here to get joy. I'm here to get encouragement. I'm here to get next moves. I'm here for all of it. Church, there's a lot of churches that are just meeting on Sunday and just meet because it's a part of the normal routine. But there is also it's a rising up that the church is beginning to do as they begin to operate in the kingdom. Just like my dad talked about this morning, we are one. We are. And it's not just this body. We're one with the other bodies that are hearing and moving in God as well. It's like having, you know, the arms, the legs, they're all moving, they're all working together because God is one. But so often, you know, there's times where I hear people say, well, do we just really need revival? Well, that begins in your room every single day, going after God, hearing what he has for you, and then walking in what he has for you. It's why I love worship, because somebody who has never heard from God before can walk into the room and they can know they can feel the presence of God. Because He will enter a room in a powerful way and do powerful things for the people that want to just surrender it all and give it to Him. And this morning, we're going to raise a hallelujah. And as we go through this song, I just want to encourage you, don't be afraid to worship, to just allow yourself to meet with God this morning and to enjoy the communion with God, the one-on-one, because He's got stuff for you this morning. And I guarantee you that sometimes those moments of stepping out is exactly the breakthrough that you need in your life to see some things that you've been waiting for a while. I love that He's the next one coming up here, because the next thing that I felt like God was really saying, when we were watching the Super Bowl, there was a commercial that came up that I just loved, and it talked about how God calls us to be like children, because children aren't scared to worship. They're not concerned about what the person next to them thinks. They're not even concerned about anything besides, there's music, and I want to worship, and I want to dance, and I love it because my son, even as a baby, because we turn on worship music in the house, he would just lift a hand with a bottle in his mouth, and he'd just be swaying. And it was the most amazing thing to see, because like the children is exactly what we're meant to be. We get caught up in thinking so many different things, but it's the children that can be such a lesson to us a lot of times in who and the childlikeness that we should have.
This young gentleman's name is Isaac. What a beautiful name, right? And he wants to read a scripture to you. And how would you believe that God talks to young children like Rebecca says? Here you go. When you get done, I'll take it.
Okay, hello. I just wanted to share Psalm 55:22, because it's helped my family a lot, because we've gone through a lot of hard things. It says, "Cast your cares upon the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken."
Amen.
Amen.
See it? The Lord is speaking today. Today is the day. Today is the day to rejoice. Today is the day to be glad in it. Today is the day to get on your knees and pray. Today is the day to overcome the obstacles that are in front of you. Today is the day to become bold and not weak. Today is the day to come alive and stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Today is the day that He wants us to praise His holy name. Today is the day, and I'm going to keep talking. Be patient with me. He just gave me a verse here. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him in His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Do we have cymbals in the house? Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Morning, church. God just kind of gave me a realization and a word today. too often, some of us tend to chain our worship, thinking that, well, maybe my praise isn't good enough. Maybe, well, I don't want to look foolish or, you know, I don't want to be embarrassed. Well, that is a lie of the enemy. I want to encourage you today to not be embarrassed, because I would much rather look like a fool in the presence of people rather than be a fool in the presence of God. And so do not be afraid of worship. Do not chain your worship. Dance with the freedom that God has given you. Hallelujah. Yes. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Hey, I need to tell you something, Aaron.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there over there earlier. And I saw you doing this, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I wish I was a little bit more freer, like Aaron. So let me tell you, you don't look like a fool. You look great. You look great. All right? And so do you know the music? Us singing isn't the only way to worship.
Yeah.
All right? I love this verse. This verse changed my life. Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. You know, I can't tell you. I was trying to talk to my wife, and I was like, how do I explain it to people when you're doing what God created you for? We just can't describe the difference that we had between us being like the youth leaders here in this church and then us just attending church and not getting involved in any kind of way whatsoever. It was so different. And I want to give you these other scriptures here, just a couple more. Now, you know, there's times where we can get stuck going back to bad things, right? Where we can kind of just like get away from following God the way we should. And it says here, and this is at the end of Romans 12. It says, don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Okay. A lot of times, the reason why we're doing bad things, because we're not doing good things. All right. You're like, duh, right? Okay. It's because you're not doing the good things that God has prepared for you to do. Okay. If God's guiding you to do something good, you should do it. Okay, his word shows us things we could do, but also his Holy Spirit's going to guide us to do those things. Okay, so one more. 2 Peter 1, 10 through 11. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Okay, you don't want to stumble? Do what you've been called to do. Do what God created you to do. It's very simple. We try to make it complicated, but it's not. It's very, very easy. And it says, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Woo!
If anybody ever feels that they're not brave enough to stand up here, believe me, I was the shyest little girl. I would hide between anything I could not to face a crowd. So, I mean, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And this is a poem that came to me this morning, and I just wanted to share it with you. I think I'm supposed to. Drink refreshment from his word. Drink it in, all that you heard. Let it flow inside your veins and wash away all of your strains. Eat daily from his blessed text. Chew on morsels. You'll feel blessed. Think of his promises throughout your day, and he will be your guiding way. He will give you light when darkness dwells and anchor you from all ocean swells. If we but stand on what we know, all of God's truths to make us grow, our lives would be much richer then, for we've joy and victory in the end. Yeah. So drink and eat daily from his word and stand on his foundation and shine your light in every corner, every aspect of creation. Yeah. Speak of love and truth and life and wisdom will impart and bring others out of darkness, for you're a canvas of his art.
Amen.
Good word, sister. Well, I'm going to read from you from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I just want to encourage you and let you know that right now in our worship, the Lord is here. His spirit is hovering over each and every one of us. Yes. Whatever you need healing for, he's here to give it to you.
Amen.
Just in faith, you receive it because he says that he will watch over our coming and our going. And yes. So this is the time to receive healing, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your body, your spirit, your mind. There is so much here that he has for each and every one of us. Yes. If we will just open our hearts through the worship. And I just want to thank the worship team for taking the time, and they have to practice every week to come before us to usher in the presence of the Lord. And you know, sometimes we think we're running late and say it's okay, it's just they're just playing songs. You know what, it's not just playing songs, it's bringing him into our presence. Yeah. It's allowing us to feel who he is and allowing him, even in without someone saying a prayer, you can be healed.
Amen.
And so just know that God is here right now. Yes. This is the time to be set free. This is the time to allow him to just be that healing balm because he loves you. He loves each and every one of us. So receive. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
You'll sing sometime. They're going to get through the worship sometime. I think what I have today is I have a word for someone specific that is in our midst today. And what I felt God was saying that there's someone here that, for a better word, kind of feels invisible, irrelevant, just kind of like even when you're in the middle of a crowd, you're not there. And that things are going on around you and you're not participating in it. You're just like you're not there. So what I want to do is I want to read out of Psalm 139. And I want to tell you that he sees you. Whoever you are, he sees you. And this is what Psalm 139 says. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, it's on my tongue. You, Lord, know it completely. He knows what you're going to say. He's placed it there. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? And there's so much more to that psalm, but I believe that's what the Lord wanted me to share for someone. He sees you. You are intricately made by his hand. You're not just somebody floating around. You're special to him. And he meets you where you are this day. Not where you, he doesn't look at where you've been, but he looks at where you're going. So all that to say is that whoever this is for, if it's just one person here or more than that, just know. And I think the word that I need to say is he sees you. Amen.
Well, thank God for the tug of the Holy Spirit on our lives. I'm also not one to get up in front because I'll just cry, but there's always the Bible is just filled with so many great words that just speak to me and I'm sure to all of you. And I get these pop-ups daily from Bible verses, and they're always so good, and I want to take them and, like, send them out to my kids that aren't with me because they're in the Army. And so they hear from me here and there. I try not to bombard them every day, but I send them, and I'll put in caps this, and I put exclamation, exclamation.
Go ahead, bombard.
And so the one that was just recent was that I'm going to read. It was from, I believe it was from Hebrews 12:2. It says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. And I'm grateful that he is the one that protects me and perfects my faith. I wouldn't want there to be anyone else. But it goes on to say, because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Yeah. And he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. So that, the other thing, oh, thank you. For years, I used to just be just thinking about what God did on the cross. I felt so sad about what happened to him, but I've started changing that into, if he didn't do that, if he didn't endure what he did, we would just not have that, you know, being able to go to him directly. And the other couple things I just wanted to mention was that I think there are any coincidences in life. I think when the pastor, the first thing he said this morning when he opened up was, he talked about somebody's big toe. Well, it was so funny because I was like, I've been having pain in my big toe on my left foot. And I thought, I cannot believe that he said that. So anyways, praise God.
Praise God.
Well, God has given me a word, and it's been kind of rattling around in my brain for quite a long time now. I've kind of developed it, and God's revealing more to it. And that word is moment. God has given us every day, multiple moments in time. And it's up to us what we do with that moment. God wants to direct us in the right way, but we have a choice to make, and that's either to create a holy moment or an unholy moment. It's a lot harder to do on a daily basis, and every day we're bombarded with many moments. So no matter where you are in your day, whether you're going to and from work, or at work, at play, whatever you're doing, be cognizant of those moments and just have God, listen to God, and he will direct you to make those into holy moments.
You feel the Spirit moving here? As we were doing a song earlier, I actually saw a spiritual wind go across here. That's the kind of wind that I grew up on when I got born again up in college, up in Wisconsin. I was a big druggie one day, and the next day I was jumping up and down for Jesus. I was... Like we did earlier here. That's pretty much what it was. I scared the guys on my dorm wing. That's how much of a freak I was at that time. You know, we all have things that we struggle with. We all have things that are burdensome to us. Every one of us. If we didn't have those trials, we wouldn't be able to get to the mountains. It talks about coming up out of the ashes. That means you got to burn first. Okay? You know what that burning is, don't you? I know what it is. I've recently gone through some of that. But, you know, the word in Luke 10:19, and this is just to paraphrase it, it says, I, and Jesus was talking to his disciples, each one of you, I give you all power against the enemy to step on a snake's head, to bash in the demons that are coming against you and trying to speak to you. You know, it's only going to happen if you let them in. If you allow them to do that, they'll keep coming. We have the power and authority. It's given to us by God the Father. He does the work. It's not me. It's not you. It's him. All we do is allow it to come out. This song, The Blessing, is an amazing song. It was the Old Testament blessing that God gave to his people. And there's so much involved in this song. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you. You know, I saw that face once when I was early in my born-again days. I was lying in bed and I was crying. Just thank God that he kind of be worthy to be able to have him. I was so grateful to have him at that point. And this is going to sound strange, but this is the way that it actually happened to me. I was laying sideways on my bed and I was weeping. And I felt from my feet coming up, it felt like I was going into a hot bathtub. I could feel it go up through my legs and up to my thighs and to my waist. And it got up to my head and scared me to death. I didn't know what it was. That was the Spirit of God. And it changed me. Again, I was already jumping up and down. Now I was bouncing off the walls now. So. Anyway, let's get on with this. Let's get on with this. Let's worship him. He is worthy. He is so worthy to be praised. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's do that.
Good morning, guys. So I just wanted to share this. That how many of you guys have seen The Chosen? Good. So we were watching season 3. And they were doing the scene where Jesus is walking on the water, right? And Peter was asking him, if I can go out. If it's you, let me go out. So right there, he had doubt. That it was Jesus, he had doubt in himself, and Jesus still called him out. And he went out. But the whole time that he stepped out of the boat, his eyes were locked on Jesus.
Amen.
Yes. He didn't notice what was around him, even though there was a storm. And then he started looking around. What captivated my attention was when he was sinking down. He said, help. And what caught my attention after that was that after his doubt, after taking his eyes off of Jesus, Jesus still bent down and picked them up. How great is his love that after all of that, he still helped them out. If he wasn't love, like the Bible describes him, he could have been like just any of us and said, you know what? You don't believe in me. let you drown. But he didn't. Instead, he helped them. He helped them up. He got them into the boat. And then he calmed the sea. He calmed the storm. How many of us have those doubts and still try to figure it out for ourselves? And until we can't anymore, we cry out for help. That's me. I've been there. I've been in the storm. Thinking that I can do it all by myself. When I have the Almighty right by my side. Because he lives inside of me. And it's no longer who that I live, but he lives inside of me. So I just want to encourage you guys that whenever you're going through a storm, because you will, it's inevitable, always remember that he is there. He doesn't leave your side. He won't forsake you. And he won't leave you as orphans. So that in itself should be an encouragement in itself. Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Well, I hope not to be too teary-eyed as I'm going to share with you that I've actually been homeless for the last month and a half. But as of recently, I now have a place where I can stay. And praise God. What happened was about 8 months ago, after much prayer, my son and I lived at one of the apartments here, and he's diagnosed with autism. He's high functioning, was a believer, was becoming confrontational. And I knew that someone was talking to him. But what ended up happening is that he tried taking his life. And just prior to all this beginning, the Lord woke me up one morning while he spoke to my heart, the Holy Spirit of God, and said, "My daughter, Satan is going to disrupt your life for the next 3 months." And no sooner than that did he try taking his life, because someone diagnosed him with memory loss or something. But I pray against that. I don't believe any of that. But Chris needs to believe that. And he's not quite there yet. So apparently he was swayed by the world, friends that he met in Tucson. He calls them the vampires. So he left. He left to go live with them. And we were about to sign a $350,000 home loan. We were going to have a home. He was in fear of being homeless all his life when I leave to be with the Lord. So this was to be his home. Well, it didn't matter to him any longer. So all I needed to do was be still and be in prayer and be in praise and contemplate so much of what was said, what was done, what was going to happen. But I knew that the Lord was with me through it all. He spoke to me and had given me a heads up. So then right after that, I sell my art, my books. I'm a published author and studied art at the university and graduated. And I sell my wares at the Wednesday's market. Thank you. Well, they tried getting rid of me for the longest time there. Move me around, because I was being blessed mightily there, selling, like, you wouldn't believe that everyone that came up to me, I would ask, "Are you of the Holy Spirit?" "Yes, yes, yes." So I knew the Lord was sending me these sisters and brothers of mine. And then one day I was told to leave and never come back, that I was not community enough. Because what ended up happening is I started praying for folks. They wanted prayer. They said, "There's something in you. We don't know what it is." Even some of the witches came up to me and received the Lord. So I was removed from this area, told not to come back. But if I do come back, they will allow me. Only they're going to have to isolate me from everyone else. I was like a rabid dog. So I said, "Lord, I'm not responding to them. I'm going to wait on you." Through it all, I'm waiting on you, because I know you have something greater and something much better. Then he gave me a dream, and he said, my daughter, in this dream, I was looking down on Highway 19 from San Javier Mission with all its deities and all that's going on there to Tubac, which is New Age. And he said, you're at the center here. You're placed here at the center in Green Valley because you're going to take this territory in the arts, in this whole area. I said, okay, Lord. So I did the math and decided, oh, where's the center between Tubac, Green Valley, and the mission in Green Valley? It was right in the middle of Green Valley Village Mall with all these rooms and businesses that were for lease or these empty spaces that were for lease. Like, well, Lord, you want me here? How can I afford this? And he reminded me who he is and who I am in him. And that price was not a matter. It doesn't matter. So I went back up. At the same time, my lease was up at this apartment. It's full of mold, black mold, and lots of us were getting sick. And I didn't, the Lord wanted me out. I said, yeah, but where do I go? Just hold on, daughter, is what he said. So I left. I have things in storage. I'm in my car. I'm driving around for the last month and a half. And I'm okay. Actually, I'm okay. A few folks here knew about this, and they said, how do you keep so positive? How do you keep so happy and praising him? Because there's a better thing coming. I said, just wait. They didn't understand. They're of the world. So back to the Village Mall. There was a space there. In the middle of the Wednesday tents. And the Lord said, this is yours. I looked into it. I had saved some monies and I took it. I took that space. I took that beginning of the territory right smack in the middle. I'm in there now. And then the Lord said, now I want you to start designing your greeting cards. And they would go everywhere. And when God says everywhere, he doesn't mean up the street and around the corner. He means global. And in these cards, you're going to put the word of God, my word, in your cards. But it's going to be a different kind of design. It's not going to be, it's going to be about warfare, about taking back territory. It's going to be about taking back the arts, taking back the education, taking back our government, taking back our children. Those cards are going to be strong and they're going to impact many. So now I'm I had no home, I had a car, but now I have a gallery and now I have a home. Christopher, call me back. Mom, he says, I miss you. Mom, I don't think I'm supposed to live like this, he said. Can I come back? Can we buy that home? I'm sorry, I put you out in the streets. Together, our combined finances would have allowed that. But I said, of course. Of course, I am Christopher's timeline. I mean, lifeline. The Lord is my lifeline. Hold on, never let go. We're going to do great things for the Lord here in Green Valley. We're going to take back the territory, get rid of the deity ideas at the mission, and go on to Tubac and change the hearts of the people there. So I thank you, and your church has been gracious. Your pastor, thank you. I love you all very much. And let's do this. Thank you. Amen. Thanks.
I'll do this one more time. So anyway, that was an amazing testimony. And God's really put it on my heart. We're going to see thousands and thousands of people coming into the churches. This one and other ones. We got to be prepared. Back in the Jesus movement, if it wasn't for, now I forgot his name, Chuck Smith, he put brand new carpet in his church. Good thing we don't have new carpet, Pastor. But he said, hey, I'm not going to have those hippies come in my church and dirty the carpet. And his wife put a stop to that. And that was one of the main churches that brought the Jesus movement in. And we have to be real careful because the people, they're not going to be
They're not going to be church people. They're going to be tattooed. They're going to be demonic. They're going to be into rock music. They're going to be people that we don't understand. And we have to love them. And there's a song back in the hippie days by, they'll know we're Christians by our love. And that's what we have to do, accept them. And they're the ones, we're going to be put outside this movement if we don't go in and join them and be with them. And it's going to be the young people doing this. It's already in Ashbury College. And it's going worldwide now. So we got to pray and be ready for them. And the song says, you know, he's for us. He is for us. So many Christians think they're unworthy or they're not able to do things. And we just got to get to know, like this lady said, who we are in Christ. And he's already given us everything we need. We don't have to beg, borrow, plead. We don't have to, memorize five scriptures. And we just have to trust the Lord. And he knows our heart. And anyways, I just want to encourage everyone, because God is love. And he is not the orchestrator of any bad thing. And like in your case, he turned around what your hardship was to your good. And he's good at that, doing that. So I just want to encourage everybody just to seek the Lord.
You know, early this morning, Francis and I were talking about salvation, reaching people, getting out of our comfort zone, getting off of our seats and start moving forward. And I know that this is a word that's resonating in even in our pastors' hearts at this church right now and throughout. And everything that's being said today goes directly to Isaiah 49:8. And I will read this to you. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you. And in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people, to restore the land, and to reassign the desolate inheritance. To say to the captive, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. Amen. That's exactly what he's saying. Go out, my children, and I am with you. The time is now. Go out, reach the lost in your little areas, in your neighborhoods, in your life. Those that you see that are desperate, desperate and hungry for the Lord. They don't know it. Some don't know it. But you know what they need. And God is with us. And he's saying, go. Go out, my sons and daughters, in my name, in my son's name. Go out there and reach the lost. Thank you.
One of the things that God has been sharing with me, and that has to do with not being able to say negative things any longer. You have no place to say negative things because God is saying all the positive things, and we have to agree with him. And the words that he puts in our mouth, we need to say it the way it needs to be said. Because in his word, Isaiah 59:21 says, as for me, this is the covenant with them, says the Lord, my spirit who is on you, and the words that I have put in your mouth will not depart from your mouth or from the mouths of your children or from the mouths of their descendants from this time on, says the Lord, and forever. So just like you said, you brought your children back by the word of your testimony. God said, do this, say it, Don't say, oh, my poor son is doing this and my poor son's doing that, or daughter, or whatever. Start saying the truth. The truth is, my God is bigger than that. My God is more than anyone else can take care of. So whatever he does, he will bring him back. He will bring him back, but we have to agree with him. We have to speak the word that he said. We got to agree and say, yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord. My kids and my family are going to know you. And I praise you that they are men and women of your heart. They are men and women of God, and we have to stop. And he is a God of the impossible. He's not the God that you would think that, oh, he's not listening to me. He's listening to every thought that you say, and he wants to do what he does best. He wants to do all the things, and he just wants to... The joy of the Lord is your strength, and you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. But if we continue to say negative things, then we're agreeing with the enemy. But when we start saying the positive and knowing what God can do, faith isn't in what we do. Faith is in what he does. So as long as we look at him and know and say, then everything will come out okay. And just know he's good. And he loves, he says his loving kindness brings us to repentance. It's his loving kindness. He wants to show us his love. And if we continue to show people his wrath, then he's not going to show them. It's just something that's not going to come out through. It's going to be harder. Now let's give our children and our family the break. And thank God for him, in Jesus' name.
You know, it's an amazing thing. We complicate sometimes so much the working of God in our lives. If we just, you know, the Bible, as you read the Bible and you go through the Bible, the word tells us that his words will be written upon our heart. And there's another scripture in the Bible that says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And today was exactly just listening to everybody talk. It's that quickening, right? As you're worshiping, you're going after God, and all of a sudden you feel this thing come forth. And it's exactly what it's talking about in that scripture. Out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. It's why we don't have to be laser focused on how many scriptures can I, you know, get stuck. Like, can I quote? Can I know? Can I, Yuri? We don't have to be focused on those things. We got to be focused on God. And as we're focused on God and as we're listening to him, you will be surprised at the scriptures that come forth in your life already. The ones that you're not even thinking about in the moment, but then God quickens you. And he says, here, this is the scripture. This is the one. And that's really what it is. It's a working in our life. It's us going after him and him transforming us into who he always created us to be. Things begin to come forth in our life. He weeds other things out. And he just begins to show us all of the things that he has for us. It's why you don't have to necessarily be focused on, I have to do this right now. Because he's the one who's going to direct you. If you just go after him, it's the same thing we do in this church. We're gonna go after God. And if he totally changes around the way that we normally go through service or something like that, great. Because we're not concerned about making sure that church is just playing out in a sequence. We're concerned that when you're coming in, you're getting empowered to go out. That you're hearing from God, that you're getting the things that he has for you, that you are understanding that he wants to meet with you, not just in church, but every single day, so that you might be able to be effective in your area of ministry. And can I tell you that your work, your place that you're at every single day, it's your ministry. It really is. Because he's called us all to go out. Not just that, you know, there's only a few pastors and they're going to be the only ones who speak. No, he's giving pastors guidance, but he's giving them guidance that they might build you up, that you might be able to go out. It's why you begin to see colleges and students have this hunger and thirst that just rises up, because they're going after God, and in going after him, they're seeing their life change in a way that they never thought or imagined. But as it happens, they're like, I want more of that. I want more. I don't want to be searching for what the world has for anymore. I don't want to be looking in empty places, but I want to be going after you, God, because you're what's feeding me. You're what's guiding me. You're what's giving us more. And that's exactly how we should all be. This constant hunger and thirst for what God has for us, because all we got to do is focus on God. He does all the rest. He'll give you the words you need. He'll give you the strengthening you need. He'll give you the joy you need. He will give you the direction in every single step of your life for every single thing that you need. All you have to do is go after him. Get in his word. Hear what he's saying to you, that you might be able to have life and life more abundantly in him. I love this song and I want to sing it again, because his favor is upon you. It is. You're his child. And the kingdom is yours. You have an inheritance that is just there waiting for you. And we sing amen because let it be done, God. In our lives, hallelujah, that we might be a reflection of the Father who created us, who's guiding us in every single thing.
I was going to do this after the service, but I need to tell you right now, the Lord told me to come up and speak to you. The Lord gave me a vision of four pictures. The first picture was a man in a white robe handing you a towel. The second picture was the man in the white robe standing face to face with you. The third picture was you on your knees praying. And the fourth picture was you standing in front of a woman with your hand on her head praying for her. And the prayer was being answered. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I really enjoyed doing this morning, hearing from you. The Lord, what he told me was exactly what I heard. I heard from some of you that have never spoken here before. How many, huh? Is that right? Come on. Ricky, come on. Hallelujah. Folks, hey, let me tell you, God is serious. He's not messing around with us. He says it's time that we open our mouth and allow the Lord. Because the word of God says this, it says, in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. And folks, he's going to use you to do that. Do you hear me? About everyone that's around you, everyone that's getting close to you, they're going to say, what is it that's different about you? How come you don't fold up and get scared like everybody else? Because I have an answer. Jesus Christ is the total answer for man's total need. Do you know that? Total answer for man's total need. Anything you need, he's already provided for you. Do you know that? Praise God. We're going to go out with a song. We're going to go out with a song. Abe's going to pray, and then we'll dismiss. How many say amen? Amen. It's getting close to lunchtime. It's 12:09. Is that okay? Are you guys all right with that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're going to go to 5 o'clock next time. Yeah, come on, man. I'm going to get a chair up here.
I had a breakthrough today because I didn't realize that I was in like a storm. I received that word, and she talked about anxiety, and I've been carrying this burden, and I was able to lay it down to the Lord today because I have a loved one who's struggling, and they haven't received their breakthrough, and I don't know why the burden back up. I don't know why we take that burden back up and we say, we got this, Lord. But today I'm laying it down to the Lord. They're His children, not mine. I'm sorry.
But thank you.
So there's times I could sit over there and think, why me, God? You know, why do you keep asking things of me? And, you know, like I was telling you before, it's not complicated. It's very simple. It's because I said yes. But I'm not worthy, God. Jesus makes me worthy. I'm not equipped. The Holy Spirit equips me. All I have to do is be obedient. Just say yes. So I just ask that all of you, when you're asked of something of God, just say yes. Just be obedient. Because it's not living a life where you're just trying to avoid punishment, but it's about living life to the fullest. Because when I'm doing whatever it is for God, like this right here, my heart is full. So if you would, if you're able, stand with me. Yeah, wore out. And let's pray. Lord, thank you for doing something new today, something different. Thank you for the refreshing. Lord, thank you for the boldness of people to come up here and speak. And I just ask, God, that you help us to carry that on. That we're not tied to traditions, but we're tied to you and what you want to do. That if you want to do something different, we'll do it.
Yeah, come on.
And that we'll do everything according to your word and your spirit. Lord, mark this day of change for us, Lord. And I just ask that you help us to carry it on. That this is just a spark. You start a fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.